A Corporate Affair, Chapter 2, Ashish Naidu. 10 years later, the chairman of that Fortune 500 MNC retired. And he had a ranch in Montana where he lived the American dream of retiring with money, having a great physical fitness, and he would ride horses and have an outdoor life. He had installed his girlfriend as the chairperson of the same Fortune 500 company where he was chairman until his last day, and people knew that she was his protege and he had mentored her. Now and then, she would actually drop in on his Montana ranch on weekends. Nowadays, she was publicly flouting the relationship. Listen, you stupid girl. You don't even wear a wig, you just come like this. And I'm sure the corporate suits and regulatory people are noting the fact that you are coming to me, and then we are found going down to town and pictures are coming out in the media, is bad for your image. So there's a terrible conflict of interest. So I don't care. If after the retirement of my adored mentor, I suddenly find I'm like a little girl who's missing a sugar daddy, and he has fallen in love with me, and I have fallen in love with him post-retirement. I know the enough legalese to know that there is no conflict of interest here. You are now a toothless tiger, a hapless retired chairman. So I want to tell the whole world I love you. Yeah, but what about all your feminist groupies? All those young girls, you told them that you don't need a man in your life. Well, up till my climb to the throne, I didn't need no male. According to the textbook, I got here by slogging my ass off. Your cute, detestable derriere, which I've been squeezing for last so many years. Yes, so that cute, detestable derriere, I slogged and slogged and slogged. I did a lot of hard work. And yes, people know that you mentored me throughout. That means you guided me, but the hard work was all my own. So now I'm breaking no laws and no rules. And you know, actually I miss you. I miss you terribly. I really miss having your hand guiding, controlling and dominating my ass. I also miss squeezing your balls, naughty boy. I think we are a great thing. We still have a great thing, but you can be discreet about it, no? I mean, I would hate something happening to your career. I don't care. Rat chance. Now I've become the chairperson. If worse comes to worse, I retire. I still got a golden handshake, and then I'll officially come and marry you. Marry me? You're not scared of the feminist backlash? I give a rat chance. The feminist backlash. It's my life. And I want the whole world to know I love you. So your philosophy has changed from that independent, ferociously, yes, yes. See, when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s, I was very much a hater of men. And in my 50s, I've become an adorer of male masculinity. I mean, I see all my young male subordinates. I look at them with a really maternal feeling. And I help out so many of these young guys come up in life, just like you mentored me. So I hope you are not squeezing their balls also and getting a butt squeezed by them. No, no, no. See, a girl's heart is given only once in her life. Understand? Okay. Your butt to me, you little bitch, is sexier than Kim Kardashian's or J-Lo's. I find your ass sexier than both of them. You old liar, Your silver tongue will really get you my ass. Now come and squeeze me and expose your balls so I can tenderly squeeze you. Oh, I love you so much. So, after a great and glorious career, she did retire very proudly, and a retirement ceremony and function, she sported a huge diamond. She said, I'm engaged to be married to my erstwhile mentor, my older man, the person who had been a friend, philosopher, guide throughout my career. And after his retirement, when I missed him very badly, I fell in love with him. And now I happily announce to the whole world that I'm going to marry him. The journalist asked her, Madam, isn't there a huge conflict of interest that you're getting married to the man who mentored you on your way to the pinnacle of success and glory? That means you were having something. I did not have anything at that time. If you have any evidence to the contrary, you please provide it in a court of law and to the media, and I will surrender all my retirement benefits. There is no shadow of evidence that we did anything illegal, and I totally deny it here and under oath, deny it in court also. Well, madam, no, but you know, the needle of suspicion quivers and points. You can quiver and point it and shove it up your ass, young man. But I'm sorry. Needle of suspicion sometimes, you know, quivers falsely without a iota of evidence. So the moot point here is there a fucking smoking gun here? Can you show me a smoking gun? Otherwise, shut up. And let us enjoy our post-retirement life, our post-retirement nirvana, our post-retirement Shangri-La, paradise in peace. Okay? There's a huge thunderous applause. And even though she had broken quite a few hearts of the feminists by actually exposing her love, her girlish, sweet, adoring love for a man older to her, and she had a lot of male applause. Many of her younger male subordinates, whom she had helped and mentored and promoted to high positions, they all cheered for the old girl. And they cheered with affectionate, loyal devotion that she was the mother figure who maternally guided them to great heights, and who looked at them with the watchful, protective, fierce eye of an elder sister, guiding her siblings to great positions. So, the war of the sexes ended in a draw, money returned to punters, and everybody went happy. Nobody lost, everybody won. Thank you, Ashish Nayak.